I'm the last of a dying breed, meaning that I'm not afraid to try a new thing. Can't see me, best to get yourself some Visine. Toe tag a motherfucker, no jokes. Why these other niggas walka walka? Other rappers try and go and get over. You want that hood shit, best to go and call Hover. I was a good kid, backpack on my shoulder, 98 test score in my Thundercat folder. My cousin was older, my mama used to wake up, drive me to his school, cause the school was much safer. But I slipped up and accidentally told the teacher, now I'm going to a school where I get beat up, because I ain't get down with them other kids. Probably cause I talk too white, and I got a dad who's there. Mama could've taken, sold the place, and got us out of there. Guest room, now the six of us splitting one with a restroom. Now I'm going to the school called Rockridge, school of the neighborhood we trying to buy a house in. There's not a lot of black kids, so I stick out like a sore thumb with some bad acne. But really, what I wanna know is why I never fit in right, like a fat dude getting on a packed flight. Even when I make friends in the hallways, I'm wishing I was someone else always. But I'm happy that that shit happened to me, cause it taught me most important is to do me. Cause everybody hate you till they love you. Facebook niggas, same niggas that would shove you, cause nobody was jocking my style. Cause I had a high voice, they called me Faggot 8 Mile. So I stopped writing for a very long time, thinking that a nigga wasn't made to bust rhymes. And this next part sounds like nonsense, but I swear to God, Tina Fey gave me confidence. Taught me everything that is good comes from honesty. Everybody's got a voice, you just gotta follow it. She on a role model shit. From the day that I shook her hand, I knew that I'd never die a broke man. So I could try this rapping shit out again. The game need change, I'm a part of it. People tell me I should spit under Donald Glover, but I try to keep my real name undercover. Cause if you hear my name, then you think it's jokes, and I can't go for that nigga hauling oats. My nigga stayed down like a winter coat. I rap about my life, not I'm on a boat. Cause this joke rap shit's gotten out of hand. Only ones who do it well, Lonely Island. Save the raps about your cat, I am not a fan. Leave the joke raps alone, man, I'm working here. I do not play around with this bullshit. I am different, call it new shit. Labels want me to hurry and cash my check in, but I keep my shit free till the last possible second. Cause God knows that I don't need the money. You get your clothes free when you rich, ain't it funny? But this limelight burn like a motherfucker. I wanna call my dad crying, but I hang up. Cause I don't want him to worry, he's got his own shit. So I send him a check and tell him to hold it. If anything ever happens, want you to know this. I always took the time to smell the roses. And wherever I am doing fine. I'm here for a good, not a long time.
What up, Podcast Universe? Once again, this is another episode of Just Talk with Sam. Yeah, you heard me, Just Talk with Sam podcast. You know, I got an email. Usually I don't jump right into this. I'd like to introduce my folks who with me and my co-host, Cap Morgan. But, I'm just going to throw it out. That's Cap Morgan. It's me taking a sip of it. I'm just going to jump right into some hard-hitting issues. First off, I want to thank my man, Dave Brown, for the last show. It's a gift and a curse, man. It's the gift and the curse because Dave Brown, me and him, he will be back for more shows. And Dave Brown, I guess, being the blackest light-skinned man I know, he get on the mic with me. And we pretty much stirred up every racial conversation possible, because the Just Talk with Sam at gmail.com, that you guys have been sending letters like there's no tomorrow. The might I say, and this is a big shout out go to P-Dub, who hurt his back. It's ironic that this shit happened the same week, because the wave that this motherfucker generated, we may have a new teen idol sensation on the Just Talk with Sam podcast. This song been stirred up a lot. I have not been paid this much attention in a long fucking time. And honestly, I call it the gift and the curse, because how the fuck I follow that? I'm back. I'm back on my home turf. Got Cap Morgan here. And I'm back in podcast mode. And if you heard that little snazzy intro, that means somebody is doing their fucking job. My brother isn't here, mainly because he, we got a hookup guy. I know I'm just giving it all to you. I'm just giving audit. We got a hookup guy, and our hookup guy is Craig. And Craig, at the last fucking possible moment this morning, offered us tickets to the Detroit Pistons game. Detroit versus, well, it's old news now, but I'm taping on Sunday, so it was Detroit versus the Wizards. And I said no, mainly because I don't really give a fuck about John Wall. Really didn't. This son of a bitch pounced on those tickets. Not only did he go the level up, because he's one of those true people. Like, John Wall ain't did shit to impress me. He's good. I'm not saying he's not. I'm not knocking his talent. But he just, in the wave of these super teams, and you on the Wizards, and you ain't really bringing shit to the party here. I looked at it as, you know what, I'd rather just stay at home. Maybe I should have went. He went because I followed this old bitch through college, and I thought he was going to be, and he just kind of like girled it up. So the deal is, whenever he's not here, he listens to me talk for an hour, he gets back and remix and do all the other fun stuff, and you leave me here with Cap Morgan. Now, with that said, it's just another day of podcasting. And speaking of people jumping for an opportunity, and I mean people just seeing someone else isn't going to be there, and we're going to call it. I don't really know how to introduce this person, my wife Tasha, who has a mic in front of her, but chooses not to use it. Because she's currently following Justin Bieber on fucking Twitter.
First of all, I don't follow Bieber on Twitter. Let's get that understood right now.
So now, but since she's following Justin Bieber, you know what? I don't give a fuck. We just go air it out. All weekend, excuse me, I would like to say, it's been a battle for supremacy for this fucking television. Mainly because somebody got the fucking universal remote app on their goddamn iPhone. So
iPhone 4. Winning.
I'm trying to at least, look, the rule is I don't say nice shit about Kobe. So what I am doing, and I got a lot of shit for that with the Dave Brown show, I will say this.
Winning.
I am making a list of nice shit to say. So, July 1st, I will say a lot of nice shit about Kobe. And I will keep that going until October fucking 31st. And I'm just going to make a list. But I can't say this shit right now. So, I'm watching this Spurs massacre on television. And all of a sudden, I leave to go pee. And then I got to watch these fucking housewives. I got to watch this estrogen fuel network of hot. All right, basically it's like this. I don't know what happened in that meeting to make this show, and that's coming from me, podcaster, a guy who just talks shit for an hour every week, and that's coming from me. And for some reason, this is a show, but at least my shit talking is somewhere near topical. Somewhere near topical, or you just see me falling apart and people comment on it. Apparently with this show, it was alright. It was like this in this meeting to make this show. Okay, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna get the most B-rated athletes. I would like to call these people competent bums. They are an eyelash away from being a fucking bum on whatever team they are. They do enough to not be the star of their team, but just they do enough. That's what I'm saying. They do the bare minimum to keep them on the team. But the show ain't about them. Show's about the 9 talented bitches they married. And for some reason, why do you like that show?
What show?
Wow.
Oh, sorry. What show are you talking about?
I'm unplugging your mic. I'm unplugging
your mic. Why are you unplugging my mic?
Alright. I don't ask for a lot for this show. I really don't ask for a lot. I don't really ask for a lot for this show. I phone it in half the time.
Okay,
I'm on
now let's start this whole thing all over again.
I phone it in half the time I'm on air. But one thing that you, that is fucking bar none, you have to do is at least pay attention to what he said. You can do whatever you want. I'm drinking.
You always drink.
But you have to at least pay attention and talk. It's a talk show.
Well, you said I'm not funny, so I don't know what to say.
We know. You take a sledgehammer to funny.
And you drop a wet dream.
Fucking time you. You think you're doing this on purpose? Like, there's a lot of.
I got
a lot of letters on justtalkwithsam @gmail.com.
I'm a little under the weather today. Excuse me.
Who just said, you know what? That's a great bit that y'all are doing. This is a great act. This is not a bit. This is not an act. She severely fucks up funny.
Wow.
Severely. And, like.
Maybe people just think I'm great, Sam. I mean, I'm funny in like the, I am funny in a non-Sam type funny. Sam likes to be loud and boisterous. I have a little quick
and
one
you're
too.
I like to be funny in the non-funny way. I like to be funny in the way in which you don't laugh.
I have my quick one too, and then I'm out. Is that wrong?
No. Just answer the fucking question.
What's the question?
Why do you like that shitty show?
Which show?
The Basketball Wives.
I don't really care for the Basketball Wives. It was just on. I was watching it. I prefer the Atlanta Housewives.
Oh, another shitty show about incompetent fucking women.
Because I just think that they are.
The little white girl from the clique learned how to play the tuba this week. Let's center around that. No one gives a fuck.
The reason why I don't prefer the Basketball Wives is because a lot of them are not even wives. So why call yourself a wife?
Alright.
At least with the Atlanta Housewives, some half of them were married. With this show, it's just a whole bunch of whores that used to bang basketball players.
Hey, you do not talk about whores that way. Now, there's some good
ones. Are you defending
hoes? Yes.
Why?
Why? Because let me tell you about some of the services of hoes. Now, they provide. Whores provide a service in order for people to fucking men to function. I know the saying goes, behind every great man, there's a strong woman.
Sure is.
But what they don't tell you, that there's a whore somewhere in that corner somewhere. She may not be behind them, but she, you know, alright, check it.
So where's your whore?
Oh, I haven't found one yet.
You plan to?
Oh man. I need to get bigger on this fucking radio show before I can get whores. I need to do, alright.
So what you gonna do with the whores?
What don't you do with those whores?
It's called alimony.
You know
I'm
what?
Taking half.
If you take half, it's still good enough. Like the level of what whores do is the level you would just be the frumpy ex-wife. You would fuel my reason to have whores. We're like, well, I understand, you know. She took half his money. Leave him alone. Hey, whores, let's jerk him off before, you know. Just give him a good time. See, you don't understand.
No, you don't understand.
Here's just like those Atlanta housewives. You get comfortable. You get complacent. And you forgot. You forgot that at one point in time in your life, you were just like them.
No, I wasn't.
You were just like the horse. You may not have put out a strong sexual vibe, or you had to fuck every 6 seconds, but you were just like them. They were just trying to find their way in this world where they could leech onto something and call it their own. And that goes not just for you. That goes for all the, you know, comfortable women out there. I don't want to call them wives, girlfriends, who just forgot sexy. I don't mean in the where I dress up and I walk around and I wear this. No. Me and Dave Brown nailed it last show. You took away giggling. Will you take away? It starts with giggling.
You know what's
will saying? You take away giggling?
I'm just a little disappointed in you.
Who is it?
For real.
Will you take away? Will you chip away at the foundation of whore? And then it all comes down like a fucking bad Jenga game.
So what am I to you? What am I?
Right now, you're a wife. Mm-hmm. You're the ball and chain. You're the... You pick the title.
I pick whatever other depressing name.
You know what whores do?
What?
Stop talking.
No, they don't.
They... Oh, I assure... I don't know what whores you hang around. But... Whores do, whores are like the Marines. They're like, not like the Marines. Sorry. They're like Black Ops. It's usually about four of them in the group. They come in.
This finds a way to hurt my feelings.
They do a job. They get the fuck out before anyone finds out.
So, go get you some whores then. I guess my job is.
See, that's the thing. They're like Black Ops. It's like Rainbow Six. Or better yet, it's like it's like
that
Call of Duty.
You can just pay me, and I can go get a nice
Puerto
Rican man, and
you get a nice Puerto Rican man. And then here's what people like you and the comfortable women don't understand: the process starts all over. Because even with your nice Puerto Rican man, what's going to happen? You're going to have to make that choice. You're going to be a whore. You're going to be a wife. You pick the wife card, and then you're going to get on his nerves a bit. And then he's going to be like, God damn, you know what? What happened to I don't know how to speak Spanish. I have a shitty Spanish accent. And he's gonna be like, what happened to giggling? You know what I need? I need a whore. And then the process starts anew. Mm-hmm. It's the foundation! Now, what they don't say is, behind every strong man, there's a strong woman. Excuse me, before every powerful man, there's a strong woman. But at the foundation of that woman, there's a bit of a whore. At the foundation.
Guess what?
At the foundation. Cause you gotta, look, let's cut the bullshit. You gotta be a whore to ease your way in
there. You start tricking off our money to some whores?
No. I would totally make sure it's not our money. It would totally be mine.
That's our money.
No.
No, it's our money.
No.
No.
You get your half, and then I'm just gonna Charlie Sheen this bitch. Without the coke. Without the joke, I'll be East Coast Charlie Sheen and his bitch winning.
Oh, yeah, I got your Charlie Sheen. I'm a Charlie Sheen your dick right off.
That's funny because the whore's going to do that, too. She's going to Charlie Sheen that dick right off. Hey, Sam, how you lose your dick? Okay. She Charlie Sheen it right off.
Sam is so sleeping on the couch tonight. It's not funny.
Maybe I deserve some couch.
Maybe you deserve a whole bunch.
I fought so fucking valiantly for this couch. I had to not watch the game to watch some woman prune. That's a joy of marriage, man. Joy of marriage. It's about give and take. That's why everyone sounds so beat up when they talk about it. It's about give and take. It's about joy of marriage. And that I understand.
Do you enjoy marriage?
I understand marriage.
But
the deal is, now I'm getting into the recruitment part. That's why every married couple gotta show up. Hey man, you ever thought about settling down? You ever thought about, because it's like a cult. We need as many people as humanly possible so we can uprise.
Is it real as hell?
We're gonna pull a fucking Egypt in this motherfucker. We gonna uprise.
Really? Okay, do what you do.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Maybe I'm wrong. And usually, when Tasha gets on the mic and does a podcast with me, we jump straight to the questions because she murders funny.
I'm not saying anything on this podcast. I'm quiet for real.
I am trying my best to pick the right questions because there's a lot of fucking Dave Brown questions. And I am contractually obligated to ask these questions to him because I don't want to steal his thunder. He's hot right now. He may be the new teen idol sensation of the Just Talking with Sam show. There's a battle for the... P-Dub and DB are battling for the title
Teen
Idol Sensation.
What about me?
You are not in that battle. You are a distant eighth among the guests, because a lot of the guests, you know what? You catch a lot of shit for contributing. I give you a lot of shit on this podcast about not contributing.
You give me a lot of crap.
But what's very interesting, this is episode 51. Mm-hmm. Next week is episode 52. That means I have been on the air for a year talking shit. Yes. Weekly. Weekly shit talking about whatever shows up. Just talk with Sam at gmail.com. Just talk with Sam at gmail.com. He has been talking shit for a year. And this person to my left, who's on the mic right now, says, Sam, for episode 52, I'm going to do this.
I am reneging.
I am going to find the guest.
And you're not going to appreciate it anyway.
Here's what she said. I am going to find a guest. You will not know who it is. You're going to be in mid-podcast. And then that person will pick up the mic. It could be anybody. So let's spend a couple minutes finding out who these people are. Alright, first of all, it may not be one of my cohorts. I don't think it's anyone who's been on the show before. I think it's also a surprise, because what she's trying to do is throw me out of my element. It damn for sure ain't going to be no ex.
Oh, it might be.
I would love to have a sit-down dialogue with a couple of exes like, hey, what the fuck happened to you?
What difference does it make?
I tell you what difference does it make. I have seen some of the Facebook pictures, and apparently the years have not been kind, goddammit.
Who in particular?
I'm not. We don't name names on the podcast. We don't name names. But there has been some shit going down. There's a few people on there where life hit them in the face like a fucking brick. But I digress. I'm a little bit excited about next week's show. Not because, you know, it's a benchmark and it is an achievement. I've been doing this shit for a year. And we may have other surprises. I don't know. All I'm going to do is plug up this mic and talk shit like I've been doing for a full year. It's a great possibility I won't have a fucking guess. Because you at the last minute, you know, I ain't like that motherfucker here. Did you book someone else?
The person I want to get is scared, so.
The person you want to get should be scared. Should be scared because I'm coming at their ass like a storm. And that storm is called Charlie Sheen.
You're going to say your own name.
No, fuck that. I'm saying Charlie. That motherfucker has caught my attention this whole week. I'm coming at their ass like a storm. That storm name is Charlie Sheen. But you better believe whoever gets on the mic with me, bring it. Nah, I'm just bullshitting. I don't give a fuck. They're a pretty decent-sized drinker and can talk shit for about an hour. I don't give a fuck. They can be on the show. So celebrate the show with me. I welcome the mystery guests. I welcome them. And the person who should be afraid. They're probably listening right now. Now, I hope they are. Because you know the type of fury that's going to come. Not because I'm me. It's just because I come hard.
You are mean.
I'm not mean.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's just mean to me.
I'm not mean. I don't take any bullshit. I call it like I see it. It's a real blue chipper. I'm like Piers Morgan. I get to the bottom of the shit. Mm-hmm. You want to find out something? I will expose you. You know what? Bring somebody to me. I know I'm a piece of shit. Expose me, goddammit. Well, expose me. I want to bring Piers Morgan. Have them interview me. I know I'm a piece of shit. Expose me.
Do something about it then.
No. I love it. You can't get no lower than this. It's lowered expectations. This is the lowest people can get. Yeah. Expose me. Me and the Cap. Once again, Cap Morgan. Bam. He's been with me since day one. That's a guy you can fucking count on right there. Cap Morgan.
You and Cap are gay.
Nah. We're just drunk.
Who would you rather be with, me or Captain Morgan?
I'm thinking.
Yeah, the fact you have to think about it is a problem.
Let me explain something about Captain Morgan.
You should see that. You just messed up.
Let me explain something.
You really on couch tonight.
Captain Morgan don't complain. Captain Morgan don't. Captain Morgan doesn't fuck up things I don't agree to. Like, everything Captain Morgan ever fucked up, I can look at Cap. You know what? I did have a part in that shit. Captain Morgan doesn't surprise me with, like, horse shit. Captain Morgan has never said, "Hey, Sam, I bought a lamp."
I didn't buy the lamp. I sent you a picture of the lamp.
Captain Morgan don't do that shit. Captain Morgan don't say, "Hey, Sam, you going to Subway?" "No." "Well, you are now, motherfucker. I need a foot long." Captain Morgan.
Matter of fact, what do I like at Subway since you so smart?
I don't really give a shit.
No, tell me, what's my favorite sandwich at Subway?
I don't know and or care.
That don't
care.
Make no sense that you don't know.
No, I don't know because Captain Morgan, like, all the things Captain Morgan has ever told me, I so remember.
Captain Morgan can't talk, Sam.
That's how I remember it. And he does talk. He does talk a lot. Much like me, talking for a year. We may have some, one thing I'm interested in. Alright, damn the mystery guests. I mean, whoever show up, show up. If they're afraid, they should be. But I'm more curious about Podbean. Are they going to renew my ass? Now, that's a good question. Now, I have brought a lot of song bitches listening to me for Podbean. Now, they ain't been strange with the change. You can't shit on the bosses and say they ain't paid you when they did. You're going to pay what you owe, motherfucker, but they a little bit slow on that contract renewal, motherfucker. When it come down to another year, I want to see. I think I did good. You know, I passed the, like, 3-month benchmark, and they allowed me to have other shows on this bitch where you can go for the whole month. So now, I'm curious to see what they do. I'm curious to see how they will react to me being here a year, man. I'm curious to that. Will they up some, you know, will we get some new sponsors? Will they up some pay? What?
You're fired.
Well, if this is the last fucking podcast, I'm married out some truths. No, I'm bullshitting. If this is the last fucking podcast, I'll just talk shit, you know, off mic like I've been doing all of my life.
Yeah, somebody's going to beat you up one day.
Many have tried. You succeeded.
How about that? Let's talk about some Charlie Sheen up here.
Why? Well, it's old news by this point.
Because it's hilarity.
You do understand this is a taped show?
Yeah,
and it took you 25 minutes to come up with a fucking subject. No!
Because all you do is rant and rave and ramble.
Well, you get a fucking podcast. I rant and rave, and guess what? I've been on the air for a fucking year. Maybe you need to do some rant and raving instead of playing with your Twitter account.
First of all, I am not on Twitter.
I am not on Twitter.
Let me see. Am I still on Twitter? No.
And what I'm going to do...
I still was on Twitter, but my phone was
since
off.
This show is halfway over, I'm going to take time out to answer some fucking questions. For let's some
answer,
of the people
answer some questions then.
Who
you
supported me for the last year, emailing me questions, and these are 9-Dave Brown-related questions at justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. Big shout-out. Big help. He has brought a lot of motherfucker to this show.
Whoa.
Dave fucking Brown, maybe the next mayor of Detroit. Who fucking knows?
Oh, no, he's not.
Oh, why are you hating on Dave Brown? I would vote for Dave.
No, you wouldn't.
I would vote for Dave. If my fucking podcast did not ruin his complete political career, I would happily vote for that guy. Let's just talk with Sam at gmail.com. All right, 9-Dave Brown related questions, because this motherfucker did stir up some shit. So,
what you got? What's what?
First question. Let's go for it.
I'm only halfway here.
Let's go.
Sick, so.
No shit. Let's go to a lady. I like answering the latest questions when you. First one comes from if I'm pronouncing this wrong, I'm sorry. Lalandra.
What?
Lalandra.
Let me see.
Lalandra. Excuse me if I can fuck. Lalandra. Lalandra.
Lalandra.
All right, whatever her name is.
We'll call you Lala.
You know what? I'm sure that's her fucking nickname. I'm and look at the professionalism of this soulman right here. Does not even turn off her phone. She drops the phone in order to go to the podcast. I mean, damn, man. That's just fucking irresponsible at this point.
What's
irresponsible? You can't even answer the phone. Turn it off.
I was getting you something to eat, so.
Just turn the phone off. I talk shit for an hour. I drink, but I have the fucking common decency. Turn the phone off. You're not that important.
Tell the people who that was calling me. Who that was calling me.
That was Domino's. Who is not a sponsor? Who is not? We can't say they're a sponsor of the show. No, they are not. Somebody did order pizza. We understand that. But a fucking vibrate or something.
Yeah, I wouldn't have felt it.
That makes no sense.
No, if I don't feel my phone vibrating.
That makes absolutely no sense.
Tell you what. The vibrate when my phone is not as strong. You will hear it before you feel it.
And you have the iPhone 4, right?
Alright, there. Wonderful phone on the earth.
That phone is fucking falling apart right in front of you. Meanwhile, I got the Windows phone.
I'm trying to get Steve Jobs to sponsor us so we can get some iPads.
Okay, first of all, if Steve Jobs fucking sponsor... Alright, you know what? Not to blow up anybody's spot, I keep it real on this show. If there was any Podbean podcast that Steve Jobs would pick up, it definitely wouldn't be my show. It would be the show that comes on actually before me. Would you like to know what that show is called?
Sure.
I mean, I sent out the Facebook request so people listen to my show, but anybody on the Podbean network, they can just go and they can just listen to it. But the show right before me, it's called The iPod Show. And all they do is talk about things Apple. All things Apple.
It's a great show.
Bullshit. You haven't heard it.
What's wrong with Apple products?
Ain't nothing wrong with Apple products, but you can't give motherfuckers props you ain't heard of. You just now heard that. Like, I know the show. I can personally say I've never listened to one episode of their show. And I strongly believe they have not listened to one episode of this show.
You never know.
Maybe, if they did, they did, they did, they didn't. But I can honestly say I have not listened to them. Not because they're bad people, not because I just didn't. I just plain didn't. What were we at? Oh, Lalandra. Sorry,
young lady.
Lalandra. How do I handle it if my boss is younger than me? How about do your fucking job, Lalandra?
Is it a girl? If it's a female, male?
It doesn't say. How do you handle it?
Bang them.
All right, first of all, if the boss is younger than you, that don't mean shit. That means just do your fucking job.
And respect that gangster.
And respect
that gangster, because I was a younger boss.
Here we go. When I was a younger boss.
And they did not respect my gangster.
It's like,
I had to become a B-I-T-C-H in order to get some respect around there.
But here's the point. Let's cut the bullshit, Lalandra. Your boss is younger than you. I don't know where you work. Let's say you work. I don't know where you work. I'm not even going to give you. Let's say she work at Kohl's.
Yes.
That means that son bitch has not made a lot of good choices throughout her life. Let's cut the bullshit there.
Hey, what's wrong with working at Kohl's?
And then when I was working at Kohl's.
You was like one application away from working at Kohl's.
But if I worked at Kohl's and I was a young guy and there was an older Kohl's person there and I was in charge of them and I was there day one, let me explain something. That person didn't make all the right fucking choices in their life. And that's coming from me, a guy who I know ain't made a lot of good choices. I made some good choices along the way. I'm about 500 with my choices. It's about 50-50. You know, some good, some bad. It's alright.
Yeah.
You know? But you gotta respect that person, Lalandra. Fuck their age.
Alejandra. What's her name? Alejandra?
Lalandra.
Whatever. Look here. The best thing you can do is respect that person in authority.
And then after that, you know what? You're only dealing with this motherfucker for 8 hours. Punch out, go home. Punch out, go home, dude.
It is kind of intimidating, I guess, having somebody tell you what to do that's older to be a child.
Hey, you fucked up. That's a constant reminder that says you fucked up.
Maybe she just only been working there a short time.
So what?
You know, the economy has been bad. People that had good jobs now are working at Kohl's and Kroger's.
That's some bad choices, though. You made them bad choices, guy.
Okay.
If you made some bad choices, you got caught up in this economy, boom. I mean, it sucks. But, you know, ain't nobody stop you from saving your fucking money. Economy, dog.
Well, what if she did? Now that's gone.
Hey, you made some bad choices then.
Sam.
That's what it comes down to. Now, I love you like a play cousin, LaLondra, but you fucked up along the way. This is cut the bullshit. That, you ain't been 100% your fucking choices if you working at Kohl's. Next one. Next question. And just talk with Sam at gmail.com. Just talk with Sam at gmail.com.
Follow me on Twitter.
Oh, God damn it.
Miss Diva Tasha.
You know what? I don't take one from the dude. This one come from Mitch. Mitch said,
album.
No. It's just Mitch. We don't see. Look, we don't name names on this fucking show.
I think you should start.
But the deal is, we don't. We have to name their first name to get them credit for the fucking question.
All right, Mitchell, let's go.
So Mitch says, "I'm usually a bachelor, but lately I've been dating this woman. What should I expect in the early stages of dating?" Let me explain something, Mitch.
Oh, Jesus. Let me explain.
In the early stage... You know what? Go ahead. Go ahead and you
what
tell
you
him...
What you should expect in the early stages
of dating. Early stages of dating.
Do not go in with any expectations. Have none. Take it at face value, but still keep in mind what you're seeking. If you are indeed seeking a partner, if you're seeking a bed buddy, keep in mind those things, but still go in with no expectations.
You done?
Yes, I'm done.
You done? You done?
I believe I am done.
You done? Now let's tell Mitch some truth. Alright, Mitch, here's what you should expect. Now, dealing with the caliber of woman that you may be dealing with, expect all the cool shit that you are seeing to slowly go away. Alright, I don't know if you fuck yet, Mitch. I don't know if you did or not, but if you did, you're going to get it a few more times to lull you in this level of comfort, and then it's just going to go away. Hey, Mitch, remember some of the cool shit? It's you mid-carding. That's what you're looking forward to. As this shit goes on, you will be tested. You will be tested, bitch. She's going to show up with her friends, and then you're going to have some big version of her friend who think they know you. They think they know you because of what they heard about you. Act like and talk to you like they fucking know you, Mitch.
Wow, really?
They don't know you. And the only thing stopping you from slapping the shit out of them is because they don't know you will do it. That's what lies ahead. Oh, also, I don't know if you guys are drinkers or anything like that, but there's going to be a huge fucking bar tab. The amount of drinks you're going to have to pour down this bitch's throat. Not because she's
a
drinker. Not because she's a drinker.
Why does she have to be all that, Sam?
Let me explain. You just said you had to become a bitch to handle a Kohl's fucking employee because...
No, I didn't say Kohl's. I didn't work at Kohl's.
Okay.
That's not what I said.
You had to be a bitch, though, right?
I had to become one because they did not respect my gangster.
Now, Mitch already is a bachelor. Here's what...
Is he looking for a partner?
That one sentence told me he is used to a certain thing. And what he's used to is he's used to going in, putting it in, and they getting the fuck out.
We don't even know if he banging, so that's
No. I learned that from that first sentence. I'm usually a bachelor, but lately... And he's digging this girl. He's digging with this one girl right now. And this one girl gets a free pass to do dumb shit.
Oh, sorry. No, I heard you.
You know what? You don't multitask on this fucking show.
I am the queen of multitasking, Sam.
Bullshit. Multitasking requires you to stay on topic.
No, I just have, I am a little woozy because I have a cold.
Mm-hmm. That's what Mitch got up for. Mitch, if you were looking for what you have in store for you, it's pretty much skewed bullshit. It's a lot of tests to see what they gonna get away with, and yeah, that's your future right there. Now I'm not saying it's all bad, but it's gonna be some tricks in there. See, the key is you're gonna have some of those arguments too, and what's gonna happen with those arguments is this: since you know you're a bachelor, you ain't never had to put up with this. You will make sense when it comes down to those arguments. Those arguments will come down to, hey, you left the door open, or hey, you left the light on and it's running up my electricity bill. What she's going to do, this is a tip, what she's going to do, she's going to say something else that has nothing to do with your initial claim of the light being on. She's going to say, hey, you don't, not only leave the light on, but you got a little dick or something that hits what? You that takes you away from the light scenario. And since you're away from the light scenario, that's gonna make you mad. Don't fall for that shit. That is a day one trick. And it's hard because I have a hair fucking temper. And this son of a bitch who's on mic with me does it constantly. She can't even stay.
What is it that I do?
She can't even stay fucking attention to this show. So what happens is, it's not the thing.
You know that you got, I don't feel good. I keep getting off mic to cough.
You gotta sweat the small stuff, man. You gotta sweat the small. In the beginning, you have to sweat the small stuff. Because it's gonna inch and inch and inch on you. And then when it inch on you, you're just like, damn, how do we get here? Just like that light bill, dude. How did we fucking get here? Mitch, that's what you gotta expect, dude. Let's move on to the next question.
Alright, what's the next question? No more Mitch.
Next question at justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. You too can ask your 9 Dave Brown related questions.
I got a question about Dave Brown.
Should have wrote in like everybody else.
No, I'm going to ask my question right now.
Alright, what do you have to say about Dave Brown?
Why is Dave Brown so oppressed?
He's not oppressed. He's a light-skinned black man.
Hence his oppression.
He's not oppressed. He's just kicking knowledge. He's kicking knowledge.
So, I just don't like the whole, you know, and the white man, you know.
He didn't do that. That lets me know you don't listen to this fucking show.
I heard through the grapevine.
That lets me know, like, I would love to call Dave Brown a racist, but he's not. We know, it's got the bullshit. We know who team he's playing for, but he's not a racist. Yeah, it lets me further know you don't listen to this shit. You couldn't possibly. Dave Brown kicked a lot of knowledge.
Charlie Sheen just said the Warlock is in breach.
We don't. I don't give a shit about Charlie Sheen. He made some cool. You know what?
Read let's my tired blood the, dripping lips.
Let's
You've
go
been
on
warned.
To the next question. Next question comes from Christina. Christina writes, "Hey, how do I overcome sibling rivalry?"
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
You want to take this one?
Yeah, I'll take this one. You don't. Me and my sister don't get along. Don't care to deal with her. Never have. She's younger than me. Not my most favorite person on this face of this earth. So I don't care to deal with her. Now, my baby sister and my little brother, love them to death. I love my other sister, too. But it's just like, I wasn't, you know, raised around her, so we kind of bump heads because she thinks she's the oldest. When in actuality, I got quite a few years over her. So sibling rivalry, I don't think it's that easy to get over. It's just one of those things you just have to live with. You either accept the person or deal with them, or you accept the person and don't deal with them. The choice is yours, but it's not easy if you're trying to get over it. Me personally, I don't care if I get over it or not. I just don't want to deal with my sister. So there it is.
You do know by saying that shit on a nationally syndicated, and I can't say nationally syndicated, or fucking globally syndicated.
You know how I feel about her so
this
much.
This is the internet. I'm not saying it because of how you feel and all that other gay shit. I'm saying it because I will not get a fucking minute's sleep. Because that some bitch who patrols Facebook, and she's cool. She's cool.
At a point. Sister?
Yeah, I guess so. She's cool. And she patrols Facebook 24/7. So there's a very awesome chance she heard this podcast. And now you two are going to argue about what did you mean by that?
I told my mother this. It is what it is. So what's your
my answer is like this.
What's your listener's name?
Christina.
Christina, you have to either choose whether you want to deal with your sibling or not. In my case, mine is a bit of a retard. So.
Yeah, alright. So you are just hell-bent on me not fucking sleeping
for the next
month.
I'm winning, she's losing, I have tiger blood, she has whatever blood, and...
Alright, well, I think I figured out who my mystery guest is for next show.
Winning.
I guess I figured out who my mystery guest.
Winning.
I would like to have, and that soul bitch will come on the show.
Would you like to have my sister on the show?
Why the fuck not?
Yeah, we'll pass on that.
Why the fuck not?
We'll pass on that, Christina.
There's a bit of truth. Alright. Take away the fucking family drama that we just heard here. There is a slight truth to what my wife just said. The truth is like this. You don't really get over sibling rivalry. Like, motherfucker who should be here, but went to the Detroit Pistons versus John Wall game.
John Wall?
We have rivalries. We love each other, though. And my oldest brother, who listens. I don't know if I want to call it a rivalry. We all love each other, but that rivalry comes out in different forms.
Winning.
If we're in some form of competition, whether that be Xbox Live or whether that be wherever the hell we doing, it comes out a little bit. Does that mean we don't like each other? No. That means that rivalry is still that I'm better than you vibe is here in this arena. And that arena could be video game. More than likely it comes out in video games now, lately. But or some form of real competition, because I will battle those son bitches to the death on something because I can't let them win. That's just how I am. I'm petty. I've said it a few times. Yeah, I will battle if we are hoop. If I never played another basketball game ever, I will play them with every fiber in me. Not because they're bad people, because they're my brothers. And I couldn't sit down at a dinner table and have them, and I'm the youngest, and have them come up, you know, I'll beat your ass in basketball today. That kills. Now, it's not so much does it go away, Christina. The rivalry, how do you overcome it? You channel it. You channel it in other things. And then, if you want to be morbid about it, I'll be morbid. It's going to take someone in your family to die to quell the rivalry. The rivalry is still there, but this is going to kind of water it down a bit. It's going to take someone that you both care about or some bigger issue. Ooh! It's like when... It's like the enemy of my enemy is my friend. It's like it's going to take some greater power where both of you have to team up. It's like Transformers. Like, remember Transformers when Optimus Prime and fucking, what's the other one name? Megatron, they had to team up to take on the Cybertron. It's gonna take someone of that magnitude where two forces come together to knock out this foreign force. Two enemies. Oh man, I will make a movie out of that so hard. Two forces come together to knock out another force more powerful than them. Will the team fail? No, I'm kidding. But that's what's gonna have to happen. I got room for one more question.
You sure about that?
Yeah, I do.
What's the question?
Can I find it first?
I mean, damn.
You're not prepared? What kind of show? What kind of show?
Have you not been that lets me further know you don't listen to this shit. This show is...
Why do I have notes for your show?
I don't understand why you have notes every week, and it's a gamble you gonna be on this show.
There's because I like to be prepared, Sam.
You have notes
always ready.
I'm plugging up the mics. Hey, can I be on the show? No. But I had notes.
Always ready. I'm not really on the show today. I don't feel good, so.
No shit. When are you ever on the show completely?
But next week's show, I'm gonna be on that show.
No, you're not. We got mystery guests.
Winning. Yes, I am.
We got mystery guests.
I am
guests.
The mystery guest. Surprise.
Well, I'll just end this shit with Pie B right now. And I'll just say, hey, everyone, this is my last show.
Ooh, Vanguard Spirit 800.
I'm tired of you being deep
waterproof
guest.
Binoculars. I'm not going to be the only guest, but I will be on the show.
Oh, so basically what's going to happen is, we think Sam's full of shit. Ladies and gentlemen, episode 52, The Intervention.
What are you on, crack? Are you Charlie Sheen for real?
I'm not Charlie Sheen, but I do like my Jack Daniels. I do like my Cap Morgan. I do like my Smirnoff.
Yeah, I do like my liquor. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
God, what was I saying? Oh, Andy. Shit. Andy, we can answer his question. All right. Now, Andy, I should have answered your question first. Andy writes, is it okay to fantasize
no
about another woman when I'm with my girl?
No.
Okay. Hold on, wait. There's two schools of thought with this, Andy. Some people would just say no. Other people, like myself, would just say, how are you fantasizing?
How do you fantasize?
And who are these ones? I'm helping Andy.
No answer.
Well, you gotta... This kind of goes back to what I'm saying. You want to remember... You don't remember... Okay, alright, check it. If you fantasize... Because me personally, I fantasize about myself constantly. It's not because I'm... Like, here's one thing you probably got shit for. If you ever asked a woman this question, any woman, even the one who's on mic right now, women don't daydream. They have all their dreams answered. And if they don't have their dreams answered, they're a couple of levels away from giving up a little pussy from having those dreams answered. So we don't have that as men, Andy. So what we do, we go to this place in our mind, which is a happy place, and you fantasize. Like me, do you know I have cleared out this weekend? Cut the bullshit. I have daydreamed for 6 straight hours on my couch, daydreaming I am Batman.
Retarded.
I am serious. I fought crime. I whooped ass. I had cool cars. And no one was the wiser, Andy. I was fucking Batman. And it was awesome. To be quite honest with you, I had it worked out. Why I became Batman. How I got the money. How I had the tools. How I had everything.
How are you getting on all this? He's trying to see if it's okay to fantasize about
No, 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 no. I'm getting back on point. Now, it's how you do it. If it's not malicious and you're holding the standards of the fantasy woman to the actual woman, I think it's okay. Because the standards you're making are unrealistic because, and you're, look, Andy, you're a guy. There's a level of fantasy world in our mind, and this person got right back on the phone. There's a place in our mind in which the fantasy, it borders real and fake, and that real and fake turns into just awesomeness. And you can't hold that unrealistic expectation to the actual person. Because there's no way, because in your mind, any bad thing that can happen, you cut and edit out. Like, there's some people in my mind that is just awesome. But I can never bring them to the real world because
who?
That woman, oh man, you don't fucking know her. You don't know her.
What's her name?
We don't name names on this podcast.
Is it a real person?
No, it's not a real person.
So this is some chick you concocted in your
There's life. A fancy person in my mind.
Does she look like me?
Who's the, no, no. Oh God, no. Because I didn't want it to conflict with reality.
So she's like the total opposite of me.
No. Oh, this person's awesome. I don't even want to give a fucking description.
I'm not awesome?
Huh? Because, no one's shitting on you.
Okay, how does she look?
Alright. You're missing my point.
No. I don't think I am.
No, my point is this.
No.
The actual people, like, there's more than one. Like, there's a dude I play pool with in my brain. And
who is the chick you bang in your brain?
It's so many. Because there's a piece in your brain.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is my cute exit. Thank you for having me. All right, my
what's
mouth.
Happening is, you, girls don't daydream. That's my point. You don't daydream. Do you know I have been a conqueror of worlds in the middle of my daydream? The only thing I can say to Andy is don't bring that shit to the real world because people like my pseudo co-host here couldn't understand it. They can't understand the fictional because you made it perfect sense in your brain. Now, is it okay to fantasize? Yes, but don't do what I did. You gotta keep that shit a secret. And don't make that person, like, whoever you fantasize about, you can't bring them to the light and bring their strengths to the real person. Because everyone has an imagination of, you know, it's like the wanting more. It's like, hey.
Do I fantasize about other men?
I don't know what the fuck you do.
No.
There's a piece of me that knows that's a lie in some way, shape, and form, but I can't prove it. I just can't prove it.
How do you know it's a lie?
That's the point. I can't prove it. And how do you know what I'm saying isn't a lie?
I know you.
Because you know me. Because I know. See, you see? Do you see why you can't bring this shit to the surface, Andy? You can't be as honest as me. You gotta lie. Well, you don't have to lie. You just gotta keep that shit to yourself. You can't. You keep that inside. You keep that inside, Andy. And we are about good with the show. I'm looking at the time. We got not too much time left. I would like to thank my pseudo co-host for doing absolutely nothing. And I look forward into booking this mystery guest who will probably end up being her anyway. And for episode 52, I look forward to that. Before we get out of here, I am contractually obligated to give any guest their time to plug whatever the
hell they're
working on.
Hit me up on Twitter.
Working out. So,
at Miss Diva Tasha on Twitter. At Miss Diva Tasha. Thank you very much. Follow me. See, I'm going to have a Twitter page up soon.
Nah, fuck Twitter, man. I'm not against it.
Sam will have a Twitter page up soon.
Why? Why do I need
Twitter?
Because
you need one.
I don't need Twitter.
We're trying to reach the masses here.
Yes, we are trying to reach the fucking masses, but I'm good with Twitter. I don't know if you noticed or not, my show is not for fucking everybody.
That's why you need a Twitter page. It'll be probably something just talking with Sam, something around that nature, so we'll let you know in a couple weeks.
Well, what's your Twitter page again so you can
Miss Diva Tasha.
So you can go follow Justin Bieber.
Don't follow him at all. I don't really follow the Biebs. Actually, Justin Bieber just lost 300,000 followers because he changed his hairstyle. Anywho. I'm out of this. Peace. Holla.
You have just let somebody just talk to self in the submission. And that's exactly what I just did. Andy, keep your fantasy to yourself, man, because the real world, they can't understand it. They really can't. I understand what you're doing. Just don't do that. And I think I'm going to call it for this week. Anyway, you can send me your questions, comments, concerns, and all the other fun stuff at justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. And we're going to move on. Next week is episode 52. Will I be on the air? Will Podbean extend me? Who fucking knows? We'll find out next week. Until then, I'll holler at y'all. Just talk with Sam at gmail.com. No G in talking. Just talk with Sam at gmail.com. Now, we'll see y'all next week.